What's happening, everyone? Welcome to episode 27 of the Secure D podcast. My name is Matt and I am Secure D, and thank you very much for tuning in. This episode, we have Frank back, which is fantastic, alongside Paul, because Frank really helps give me some support when it comes to bagging on Paul. So it's not just all towards my lack of big TV or my couch or my carpet or my lack of sneaker pickups, but you know, everyone has some great contributions and stories this episode. We talk about, obviously, a range of sneakers, but it was just a lot of fun, a good banter, good chat. If you have any opportunities for questions that you'd like to send through, please do so on Twitter or Instagram or anything, and use the hashtag SecureDPodcast, and we'll do our best to do a whole question episode in the next couple of weeks. So thank you very much for everyone who sent them through, and if you have a pending question, please send it through again. Until then, we'll speak to you hopefully in the next couple of weeks. I hope you enjoy this episode. And yeah, have a great weekend.
Hello. Can you move it up a touch, maybe?
Which one, Paul? Hello?
Yep.
Is it better now?
Yep.
How's me? I'm pretty low, right?
You're pretty low. You're both pretty low, but you speak soft. Maybe just speak a fraction louder than normal.
All right, I'll give it a go. It's like
you're
quiet.
Yes, you are quiet.
Is it louder now? Is it working?
It is. It's good. Thank you.
Right. You're a boomer.
Yeah, I speak loud and I have my own mic, so it's not really advantageous.
I speak loud and I carry a big mic. Please don't talk about your mic.
So that took 30 seconds. Okay, awesome. Good. What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good. What's going on with you, man?
Same old. It's fucking cold.
It's freezing.
So I have a heater. It's not real heater. That's but right. Slow upgrades to the house.
I have a jacket.
You should have seen the original TV. It was very small.
I've heard someone trash that TV. Yeah.
You guys don't like the cold? Cold's the best.
I know, I like the cold.
I like the cold, but like 7 and raining, I'm not cool with. Like 14 and raining, I know that's like a bitchy thing to say, like, but like this is like, I don't want to get a bed cold, which isn't good for early mornings.
Stay above 10.
Yeah, staying above 10 would be ideal. I'd deal with 10.
Well, I don't work 9 to 5, so I wouldn't fucking know.
No, yeah, it must be nice.
Well, I'm renovating a house.
Hey, Frank is working 9 to 5, so what's
going on? Renovating a house.
I'm renovating a house without windows at the moment.
So oh, shit. Yeah, when I got this place, it was about this time of year, and we had to varnish the floors and everything. Yeah, and, like, I remember coming in, like, one day and it's been like, yeah, it is, like, 3 degrees in the house. Yeah. Like, it was brutal.
It'll be over soon.
Yes. Mm. How long have you got to go?
About a month and a bit, okay. I think.
It's just occurred to me, you got 3 heaters on that wall.
That's a lie, and you ruined his story. That's aircon, that's a heater, that's decommissioned because it was carbon monoxide in the room, and that's a sleep you don't wake up from. That's aircon, and that's a heater that works. So I'm going to rip them all out and replaster the wall and shit. Anyway, when I have money. So, if you want to sponsor the podcast...
Isn't there a Patreon?
Yeah, there should be.
Why don't we get a Patreon?
Because I don't have time for that, but we should.
Also, how many listeners do we get?
How many of these podcasts...
No, we know them all. We know how many listeners.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, there's a good amount.
We changed the name. It's not really just the You podcast.
No, I know, but it was when I started. And I also didn't have a job when I started, so the idea was a bit different, so it's just kind of evolved. Anyway.
Yeah, man.
Notice how he skipped over the fact that we could change the name, but he did it.
Maybe in the near future. And friends.
I'm a friend.
Yeah, I didn't have any of those 3 years ago.
I also noticed that your rug is very off-white-esque. Is this to keep buff away from being...
No, this is the... So Virgil clearly stole my rug. And since he hasn't had... he does. Yes, it sounds good. He can have that too. That's fine. He probably charged $1,000 for it.
If he puts pubes and talking marks on it.
Yeah, nailed it. That's my new Louis Vuitton bag.
And then you got to put that little orange tag.
Hey, I saw that Louis Vuitton bag in... are we talking about the one with the L?
I've only changed the colours.
Yeah, I saw that last season in Paris and I thought I was losing my mind.
Really?
Yeah, because I was at the undercover after show where Tom York was DJing and he was DJing upstairs. And this chick walked by with the bag and I just thought it was like, you know, the lights and the...
Of course,
but it was really bright, and I was like, "That's a sick bag." And then they released it the next morning. I was like, "Fuck, $20,000."
I know, it's crazy. It's something, and he's got a Jenga set coming out next week for $13,500 or some shit.
Far out.
Yeah, it's translucent.
Yeah, like, I saw it.
Don't give a shit, dude.
I thought it was cheap. I was gonna buy one, but I didn't realize it was $13,500.
Yeah,
because I've got cards.
Oh, yeah, I remember you. I remember when you bought them. Yeah. Paul's at my house going, oh, I don't have a lot of money for stuff at the moment. Hey, check out my new Louis Vuitton cards. I'm like, the fuck is that? How's that sentence work?
Oh, good.
Oh, that's good old Paul. So since I've seen you last, Paul, you went to...
Thailand.
Yeah.
I think, did we talk about Japan before that?
I think so. But let's be honest, you do go to Japan a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have been to the wrestling. So, yes, we definitely did. Yeah,
and I may have booked already for January 4th.
Really?
Wrestle Kingdom 14.
Nice, that's so good.
Even though we're renovating. But as long as my in-laws don't
live your best life, that's fine.
We're good.
And I may be going to Paris.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fashion Week. Yeah. Nice. How was you went to the Thailand Toy Fair, which is pretty exciting. What a fluke.
Thanks to your story.
Who thinks, like, Instagram stories don't have a purpose in life?
Yeah.
So, funny story, my dad was in Thailand as well and just, like, walks down the street, walks into this thing, and he's like, sends me pictures. He's like, oh, sucked in on a big toy exhibition. I'm like, you fucker, that's the second biggest toy show in the world. The guy just, like, happens to walk in there. I'm like, you fucker, but starts sending me pictures, giving me shit.
Did you get to get you anything?
Yes, I did, actually.
Nice.
So I got a real head toy. It sounds dirty. It's not. It's basically that one in the dome there, but a different color. Nice. So great, like, little story. He goes, he finds the stall, and it's, like, the size of, he's like, it's, like, two Ikeas. It's massive, like, two, three Ikeas. Right. It's massive. And he's like, finds it, and then he asks the guy, and they're sold out. And because, like, people lined up from, like, 1 a.m, obviously.
Right.
And that guy's stuff's really collectible. And so my dad goes, what about the display? And the guy goes, oh, yeah, you can have the display. And, like, I'm like, fucking thinking outside the box, Dad. Get around that shit. So he sent me a picture. He's like, yeah, I got it. I'm like, fuck yeah. Because, like, it's $140 or something. But, like... Right. Resale on that's probably $350-ish, something like that. So it's not a big deal, but like, you can't get them unless you're in Japan. So he puts the thing out on his website, on his like Instagram, like once a week, once every 2 weeks, open for the next 2 hours, and he has the cabinet full, and it's like an hour out. So that's why I don't ask.
Oh, and you have to actually go.
That's why I don't ask anyone.
Is that what Justin went?
I think so, yeah. That's why I don't ask people to go. Because like you could sit out there for 8 hours. Yeah, it's fucked. But that's just how it is.
8 hours is nothing to me.
True. Yeah, what's the longest you've lined up for one, Paul?
14 hours.
Jesus.
That's intense.
Thanks a lot, Justin.
What number was that?
Like
in the 50s or something?
It was in the 50s, but God. One of my mates had never done it before, and he was adamant that we were going to go.
Yeah.
And, mind you, I had a neck full of feathers, so I was like, I don't care. All right, I'm going to stand there. And it was summer, and I hate the heat.
Yes, yeah.
But it's Japan.
And it's brutal.
But it's Japan. For some reason, in Japan, I don't feel hot or cold because I'm insulated from everything.
Full of sake, that's why.
This hype has stopped me. I'm like, I can walk anywhere in Japan. I can go up any amount of flight of stairs, and I can stand out in the sun. And it's
Paul loves humidity, apparently.
Yeah, I feel nothing.
Not me.
One day I'm going to have to get you to give me like a quick 5-minute tutorial on exactly what those things are because I don't understand it at all.
Yeah, fair enough.
But yes, I understand desirability and all that. But
Thailand was hot as shit though. And when I was in Thailand, I was like, it's hot.
My old man said the same thing. He's like, it's crazy hot. Just super humid, right? But your old man lived
down the road from that shopping mall. Was it Central Market?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, he was in the nice end of town. I was in the fucking red light district.
No,
it was a bus.
He had like this old travel package thing. I was like, yeah, cool. Anyway. But yes, that was a funny little turnaround. So I went to Germany, and I've been to Brizzy, and in the next couple of weeks, I'm going
basically
to
the same place.
Auckland, Brizzy.
Did you eat pork knuckle when you were in Germany?
First day in a beer hall that had been there for like 100 years.
How stupid is it? Like a liter of beer is cheaper than water.
It's ridiculous. The thing. So here's the things about Germany that are weird.
Yeah.
So I went to Munich.
They like shitting on each other.
Yeah, well that.
Oh, wait. Number one. Did you have it at the Hofbräuhaus?
Yeah.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah, actually, we did. That's fucking awesome. People start smoking on the street. 24 hours a day, and everybody smokes. Right. Everybody smokes. They haven't seen the commercials that we have in this country, apparently.
Right.
And secondarily, people smash booze on the street from like 9 a.m. onwards. 9 a.m. onwards. Like, Every time I'm on the street walking around, someone's necking beers. Right. Like,
it's always beer, right?
And not just like, I'm talking like steins at 10 a.m. Like, I'm like,
it sounds like Japan.
Yeah.
It sounds like not polite Japan.
Yeah, it's just like my favorite photo of my trip to Japan was like a picture with like a silver bullet at like 10 in the morning with a cop. Like, ah, we can do this on the street here. But like, yeah, like just like everyone smokes and drinks in Germany.
Yeah.
That's why their skin is so amazing.
No, the women look like old hags.
I was waiting for the punchline.
Sarcasm.
Yeah, let's not get ourselves into trouble here. I don't think our German audience is huge.
Any German listeners, I'm sorry.
There aren't any German sneaker brands, right?
No couple. But I did go to Soulbox. That was kind of cool.
Oh, cool.
That was cool.
Was it a really small store?
It was cool. So it was I don't know if it's true, but the story I was told was that it was an old bootlegger's wine cellar.
Yeah, cool.
So it looks like an old sort of vintage stone wine cellar. I don't know how much of that story is true, but it has a pretty epic, like, long metallic glass corridor. And then you go down this spiral set of, like, old stone stairs. And then it's a room twice the size of this that is all like sandstone, and it's quite nice.
Yeah, cool.
But the thing about these stores, like trying to explain to people, like, you know, people ask me like, was Soulbox cool? Soulbox is never going to be cool because everything that's cool sells out instantly.
Right.
Whereas like when we used to go to a boutique in like Europe or Japan 10-15 years ago, you had shit you'd never seen.
Cool. Doesn't Soulbox have that robot or something in there?
Not in that store, no. So like you go to like, yeah, it's, you know, stuff you've never seen, or like regional releases, or stuff that was 5 years old that tanked in that country.
Yeah.
Like,
that was what New York was like when, I went, like, whatever it was, 12 years ago.
And I used to go to,
A Life Rivington Club, DQM was still open.
Yeah.
Cool shit, like.
He works for Reebok now.
Really?
Yeah. It's just, for me, it's just about, like, I guess. Yeah, it's kind of cool to say I've gone and I've been to Soulbox, but like, yeah, like I'm not going to buy anything because like it's everything that's on there is online.
Standard
like,
quick strike.
Yeah, and that's the internet. That's what the internet has done to this sort of stuff, because like you used to be even go like in Melbourne, like the difference between Dakota 501, Provider, and like, you know, three or four other stores that you'd visit on a Saturday morning and Evolve.
Does 501 still exist?
I don't
think so. They definitely moved.
They definitely moved, and then I don't go to Chapel Street anymore, so.
No.
Chapel Street died.
No, Chapel Street is dead.
After Alternate Worlds left. No, it's Alternate Worlds?
That's so good. Let's be honest, Well, it's so funny because like
the Windsor Station,
the other end of the street's cool now with all the cheap diners and like all that sort of stuff. And the Astor is up there.
The guy that ran Alternate Worlds was a dick.
He used to get prize support for card games that we used to play and then not give it to us at the tournament and then sell it. And I called him out and then he banned me. So he used to play, I think, Star Wars there.
It's us three. I think that's like inherit Paul.
Who has all the original comic book art?
Exactly.
Yeah, but who could sell it for a couple of $1,000 now? Who's laughing?
None of us, obviously. Yeah. Is my guy coming back to Australia anytime soon?
No.
Damn.
But I own 10,000 Star Wars CCG cards, so.
I have a good story about Star Wars toys, and it's not going to be a complete story because I don't know anything about Star Wars. Like, it's the big hole in my nerd. Like,
what do you mean you know nothing about
Star Wars? I don't care about Star Wars.
Like, you're not one of these people that hasn't watched.
You've never seen it?
I've only seen. Out of the first original three, I've only seen one.
Which one?
I don't remember.
The first one. Oh, okay.
Does a guy lose his hand in the...
No, I think I saw it in a cinema when I was a kid, and I think it was the first one, because the...
Oh, you maybe saw special edition.
Yeah, you would have seen the special edition. Yeah.
Anyway, so a girl I used to work with at Nike, who ended up leaving Nike to be a rocket technician for the military. Talk about a career transition. She was awesome. I think her name was... a long time ago. I think it was Alicia.
Right.
Or started with an A. I might get this wrong. Anyway, she was cool, and... her mum, so back in the day when Star Wars got released, it was shot in theatrical cut, but then it got edited for the cinema and cut down the frame, right?
Yeah.
And apparently there was a character that got cut out of like one of the diner scenes or something.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, like the cantina.
Okay. Thank you. So thank God you're here. So anyway, those toys never sold and ended up basically getting cleared for cents.
Oh,
she bought thousands like filled her garage, and she was telling me the story. She's like, we all thought my mom was batshit crazy, like buying thousands of this one fucking toy. Apparently there was two versions, one with like a special material cape or something.
Genius, dude, she was
selling them for like hundreds if not thousands of dollars each, and she had thousands of them. Like, and so yeah, she's like, everything in my family has been paid for by this like Star Wars figures.
Yeah,
absolutely crazy. But I'm like, what a story.
Cape Jawa or a yak face, I think.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So I don't know. I don't remember seeing it. I know yak face
was the one that was sought after.
But like, because she knew like I collected toy, like, and then like, so she was just like, I took a shift for her one day, and she bought me like a Mario figure just to say thank you. So she was nice. I think her fiance worked in the military too, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, like, so, yeah, I was just like, holy shit. And then I didn't realize.
She brought you a Mario's toy?
Yeah.
Did she want you to ride her Goomba?
No, Paul. No, she, I knew she was engaged.
What about her shy guy?
Before we get into shoe stuff,
did you ride her Yoshi?
No, I did it. No. AEW was on the weekend.
It was.
You both watched it.
We did.
I've seen a couple highlights, so I decided to save it because I'm going to try and watch the full version.
Right.
I basically know what happened, but...
So are we allowed to spoil things?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think... I don't care if you spoil for me because I know most of the results.
I don't think the people who listen to our podcast give a shit out of
it. I did a whole episode with Anthony Costa about...
Yeah, and I listened to it. I must have been, like, the only person.
Yep, you were one of the only people. Yeah, it was one of the... It's probably the worst episode we've ever had. But just from... But it was a super fun episode. It was all about shoes in wrestling.
Yeah, right.
It was basically about Shane McMahon.
Right.
And yeah, I don't know if there's a huge crossover in our audiences.
I missed out on that one.
Everyone knew Dean Ambrose was going to turn up, right?
Like, well, no, it wasn't.
It wasn't super public. It was
speculated, but people were definitely surprised.
And he came out of the crowd, right?
Yeah. And he's John Moxley, like he used to be when he was CZW.
Yeah.
Like proper deathmatch wrestler.
Yeah.
You know, like reciprocal to the head, real full on
nutcase
stuff.
Guy, yeah.
Yeah. So that was definitely cool. I mean, it was such a star-studded event.
Yeah.
And then... Cody and Goldust basically having match of the night was.
I heard it was match weird. Of the day.
Yeah.
Did he blade himself?
Oh, yes. Yeah, big time. And he was pissing blood.
Yeah.
Like, not as bad as that, like, famous.
Brandy tackled him and then.
That was a good spear.
Yeah, as she was getting booted off, he bladed himself.
Yeah. But
I've just seen stills. You showed me a still, and I saw a few others, but.
Was kind of pissing
it
blood.
Was a lot.
Yeah, it was a nice one.
Yeah.
Not Eddie Guerrero. Pissing blood, but
yeah, that no one will ever forget that. Oh, it's like, that's a fountain.
God.
Yeah,
that was major artery stuff.
Yeah, that wasn't smart.
He needed a transfusion after the match.
Oh, he did. Holy crap!
This one was like, I don't think this is right.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. But from all reports, even the smaller guys like put on a good show. Like, it wasn't lesser known names.
Like, I didn't really like All In personally.
Yeah.
Like, as a show, didn't talk to me like the inflatable penises and stuff.
I'm not down
for the jokey stuff.
Yeah.
Even when Cody came out at this one and smashed the Triple H throne.
Yeah. Bit cringy.
Pretty hokey. Yeah. But...
Clearly doing it for press, though, right? Like, you got to kind of play up that rivalry.
Mm.
Even if the WWE is too big to give a fuck, you have to act like they should give a fuck, right?
Well, WWE is struggling in ratings at the moment.
Yeah, because they've got too much talent. They can't hold on to a show. Watch anything. Dude, watch Shinsuke and stuff. Like, a bunch of those guys should end up there if they didn't, right?
Like, to kind of jump. Well, I mean, that's basically what Dean's done.
Yeah.
And there's talk about other people doing it, like the Revival and stuff.
Yeah.
But, decent show. Better than I expected, but I wasn't expecting much.
Yeah.
I
think Cody looks like a badass. I kind of like this suited blonde persona.
He's got his character down. His wrestling is... Like, that match was kind of decent, but it was more a brawl.
Yeah.
When you see him wrestle, he just wrestles exactly in a WWE style.
Yeah.
And it's a bit crappy.
I always thought he was super talented, though. Like, and he was a guy that fucking went for it. Like, he did some dumb shit.
Yeah, right.
Like, or went for things that I'd be like, that's a career-ending move if that's, like, 20% off. Mm. Like, but...
He's got a ways to go, though, like, just style-wise.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
His talent, his timing and skill are there, but...
Dusty Rhodes doing that flip off the... Side apron. Doing the flip off the side apron. I was like,
oh, he's dying. That's good on him. Like, I mean,
he's got to be in his like 40s, 50, right?
I'm pretty sure he's 50 on the dot.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, he looks like he's drunk a beer or two in his time.
Yeah.
Like,
That's not a move.
He did very well.
Yeah,
can I just quickly, why the fuck did Brock win Money in the Bank?
because
that company's cooked. So Brock's done from the UFC. How much money did they give him to stay?
Oh, yeah.
Because he was going for the heavyweight title.
Oh, no. It's because...
he couldn't pass USADA?
Yeah.
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 And, but even just the way he did it. If you even watched him, like, as he was going up for that test, to get into the UFC... He went on TV like...
He was losing size, right?
Like every week.
And he started wearing a singlet, stopped taking his shirt off.
His lats just like...
Yeah.
Like,
I said the same thing. All of a sudden, he looked way smaller.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
his top off.
Good man, DC. You're going to beat Brock.
I can't believe that in 2 or 3 weeks...
How much it changed.
How much he shrunk.
I agree, 100%. I noticed it as well. Because I don't watch very much. Yeah. And I sometimes what I'll do is people put that 20-minute highlight clip on YouTube of a Raw. And I'll watch that. And I saw him and went, oh, shit. Like, massive difference.
I want to see what TJ Dillashaw looks like now.
Yeah, paperweight. But EPO is different.
Yeah, but he's, yeah, no.
Okay, so we're 19 minutes in. We should talk about shoes. Any pickups recently, guys?
I'll let Frank go first.
Oh, God. Well, that's an easy one. I don't know. Besides, shoes that I'm renovating in.
Yeah.
I'm just trashy. Put a nice nail through.
This is like
losers.
This is why Paul's really here. It's like, yeah, where's the money from? Because I've got Ralph Sampson's and that's it. So Paul,
I don't even know what a Ralph Sampson is.
Yes, you do, dickhead. Anyway,
although I got a pretty sick bootleg wrestling t-shirt. Just
nice.
Cactus Jack
and,
on the front.
And, oh, nice! And we have to give a shout out to your fucking red NWO starter jacket. That's exceptional.
There was long time coming, but I found one.
It's so good. It's funny because I remember there was a period in time where I was I had all these Stone Cold shirts from back in the day, and I wore them because they were cool, and then it was just super uncool at 19.
Yeah.
But I think at 33 I could pull that shit off again.
Well, now, you'd be killing it now.
Yeah,
I'm a huge fan of WCW merch.
Yeah.
I want a Dennis Rodman NWO t-shirt.
Oh, that'd be so good. Yeah.
I've got a little hit list of ones.
I have a Ric Flair t-shirt I wear sometimes. It's pink, and it's got a printed picture of him with his boa and his big jacket.
Yeah, sweet.
And it's one of those tees, though, that's kind of weird, because most people who see you wearing it go, douche.
Yeah.
But then every now and then you get a dude who's like, you're a fucking man!
Yeah.
And you're like, this is
I
the
get
crowd I'm up to.
All the time,
so good.
Or I think I was in Sunshine and some world dude's like, oh my god, that's an NWO t-shirt. And he's telling his girlfriend, and I'm like, yeah, too sweet, mate.
See, I wear this, and I get fucking Chinese kids running up wanting to take selfies.
I win, Paul.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I don't... I dodge all the Chinese kids.
Yeah, I've said to...
I just get the sick ones.
It's so funny. I'm like... You know, I said to my girlfriend, you never have to worry about me at a signing or something. The only people who line up to see me are Asian kids and 35-year-old white guys. It's those two brackets of people.
Your demographics.
We know exactly what's what's coming when I do a toy signing or something. So,
but that's about it for me. So, over to the real pickups.
Yeah, yeah. Any Louis Vuitton trunks this week, Paul?
No. I did buy the Dior Soriyama card holder.
Mm.
Because
that's a very you thing to have.
It's a fucking robotic dinosaur.
Yeah.
With cherry blossoms. So, of course I bought that.
That's awesome.
Good brand,
yeah.
And then I bought these New Balances, because these 990s, because they're on sale 40% off.
Yeah.
Otherwise I wouldn't have bought them.
That was a big thing in the state. Like everyone who was remotely, about sneakers, 40% off New Balance.
I know.
And only the 990s are on there that were even lookable.
Yeah.
And I went through, man.
Was this
like,
for the
something up.
For Click Frenzy and shit?
I think
was
so, yeah.
Was that, did you get them off Hype or Platy or some shit?
No, the New Balance website.
Oh, the actual New Balance website has sale.
They're V5s.
Because that's pretty rare. New Balance
like
don't do it,
yeah.
They don't
yeah.
put stuff on sale that often.
I probably should have copped, but.
Yeah.
I bought the Mars over shoe.
Yeah. You got the Tom Sachs.
Yeah, yeah, that's the Tom Sachs Mars over shoe.
Yeah.
Now cut the Alice.
No, fuck that.
Because
it looks like a space boot.
It's the ultimate. Looks cool in photos. Should never wear it.
Oh, yeah. No, Tony came to the house and was like, this is amazing. Oh, I can't wear this.
Straight into the cabinet.
Yeah, there's
that. It's a cabinet shoe, but it is fucking cool.
And it's super cool.
Yeah.
And I love so my favorite.
His first Nike shoe was the most slept on fucking thing.
Yeah.
And I really liked it, but I could never find a pair in 13.
Yeah.
But no one gave a flying fuck
I
about
did,
that.
I did, but I
yeah.
couldn't fucking find one in an 9.5.
Yeah. No one knew. And it had all that really cool. The re-release was trash compared, material wise.
Yeah.
It had all that the original one, all the crinkly.
Yeah, yeah.
Really nice. But they had really to do that weird. Because
apparently it would just fall apart when you try to wear it.
It's like right. a mayfly.
Yeah, yeah, nice. Yeah.
But the mayfly was made to fall apart.
Yeah, I know, I know. Like, yeah, oh, yeah.
I always wanted to.
So it's like the original free.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, it's got a free sole.
Yeah, yeah.
What else did I get? I almost bought the Atmos Masterpiece Optimus Prime
in
Thailand.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, what am I going to do with this thing?
Oh yeah, I already have a whole room of Marvel Bowen statues. So.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah,
I can't watch Transformers.
He's got a whole house technically.
Yeah, true. You don't even have it's not a basement house. Anymore.
I did buy some of those toys at that toy fair because
you were there.
I was there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I like stuff like that though because then you got a story about it. You know, like I like having stuff yeah, that definitely. Like I've been to and got things from. And
yeah,
much
nice. I bought some stuff from the Fear of God collection. Like,
oh, can Fear of God sell out or is it impossible? Like, he just... Nothing sells out. Like, really? It just doesn't look like it sells out.
What do you mean? They all sell out.
Nah. There's stuff available at the moment. The mocks and all that sort of stuff. Closed. The mocks.
No, the mocks are gone.
No, they're not. They weren't gone yesterday. I had a look.
On supply?
Yeah.
I'm gonna buy some tonight.
Yeah.
The raids are gone.
Yeah. The fucking the right frosted out. Spruce thing is disgusting. It's almost as bad as the orange. The that thing's just gross. Can we stop doing mono and shit pastel tones? Like, they're just horrible.
What else did I get?
Not those ones.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah, they're on supply at the moment.
Yeah, well, that's ugly shit.
Actually, shit, you know what?
Paul would indigo dye the fuck out of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have indigo dyed a lot of shoes lately.
Yes, you have. Your Yeezys look sick. And you've how many people have copied you? Like,
fuck.
Oh, has it, wow. Is it bleeding?
Yeah, huh?
It's and you're bleeding. Not going to wash them because that defeats the purpose. So this is
bleed. That's why I'm not wearing them today.
Thank you, because I'd be all right about now. I'd be like, get the fuck off the couch.
Yeah. You're welcome, sir. Yeah.
Don't look at my jeans, though.
Yeah. Why do they bleed on those? Because it doesn't bleed on everything. What? Why does the indigo not stick to...
Oh, no. The indigo bleeds on everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and Jason dyed them 9 times, so...
What?
Yeah, they're super blue. They're really sick. But it's like...
They do look good, but I don't...
They looked amazing in the photos. Yeah.
Oh, and I bought those Vomero 2 Runners.
Oh, what a stupid... It's so crazy to me that all the shoes I used to sell in the Nike factory stores are coming out now, like the Peggy and like when did these become cool? I used to sell these for $90 to old men.
That Vomero Runner I bought because it was
Vomero 4, right? Or 5?
No, Vomero 2?
Nah, it's older than that, isn't it? I can't remember.
Where was it?
I am old. I did work in the store a long time ago. Thing.
Oh, sorry, it's 5. Yeah, it's 5.
5, yeah, fuck it. Hey, in your face. I'm always right.
That is the biggest, like, yeah... Dad mowing the lawn.
And I'm a dad now, people.
Yeah, but that fucking... That was my
runner. Dude. That was my legit runner. Like,
but it's super, right. You know what? I bought it as a travel shoe because it is super comfy.
Who did the collab and they put the thing on the back?
Oh, no, the ACW shoe. I would never be caught dead in that fucking shoe.
Way to steal an idea from Puma too, by the way.
But that thing just looks like I'm in home detention. Or,
yeah, it does. It does, actually. It's a prison shoe. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I got those Air Force One Coca Snake things.
They're cool. Like, well, you know what? That's such a throwback. It's such a 2001 shoe.
Yeah, man. My kids were after those. Yeah. Like,
I got nice Jordan 4 Breds.
Oh, man. I was hating on everyone who bought the Breds. I was like, oh, the midsole's going to crack the second time you wear it. Just like they always do.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my Breds are going to sit there for the next
10 years. So the whole midsole's going to crack. Not just the paint.
Yeah. I've been undressing a lot of Air Max 90s and I forget how quickly those things crack.
Just destroy.
Oh, yeah, the paint just falls.
So here's the tip. So I asked Gentry ages ago, like 10 years ago, like what the best way to keep my shoes was. And he said the best thing to do is to wear it 2 or 3 times, then store it because it breaks in the foam. Right. He's like, the problem is...
Oh, for the urethane, 100%.
Yeah, so he goes, everyone just dead stocks them, then rips them out and wears them and they just fall apart. He goes, the only thing you can do... When you got... Yeah, they're beautiful. Like, you're cloudy.
I meant the midsole paint.
The paint, forget it.
But midsole just falls apart.
No, you got to wear them straight away. Yep. Get a good compact going to keep the urethane.
So I've actually been some looking at a lot of shoes that I've 100%. Got that I'm thinking about selling. What the Dunks?
Yeah.
Dunks are selling for fucking ridiculous
prices. I know. Now. SB has made a mini resurgence, but I feel like they only made a resurgence with guys with too much money. Like, people don't genuinely care. Like, the skate thing didn't take off. Like,
oh, and I've got these, and I've got those Lakers, Jordan.
Oh, they were okay.
Yeah, because they're trying again.
Yeah.
With the Jordan.
Well, Jordan's, like, blown up again.
I think they're pretty cool. Yeah. Like,
Cool. I feel like we need to give these a bit more credit though. One of the best collabs. Like, I absolutely Stash love BW. The Stash BW.
Oh, it's
such
amazing.
A good shoe.
I went that night at Dakota 501.
Yeah, so
and
did
I. Won the raffle for the fucking Air Force Ones.
Oh, no. I only like, got to fight that night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, in Dakota.
Really?
Some guy gave me attitude and I gave him attitude back and then neither of us knew what to do. We nearly got to a fight. Yeah. I was up the front and he was like, he was talking shit and he was being a douche and... He won a pair and then said said something smart. And I was like, oh, yeah, because you're a fucking size 7 or something because he got a size 7.
Right.
And then...
was he Filipino?
No, tall white guy. And then, yeah, we got into a fight. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Like, in Dakota, I'm like, I'm on first name basis here. Like, yeah, I can't do that. Like, yeah, it was a weird night. It was the Air Max Attack night, right?
Yeah. Was it?
Oh, the one before that. Yeah. No, sorry.
I think it was a specific stash.
I nearly got into a fight at the Air Max Attack night. Yeah.
Oh, is that the one with the...
Where they had camo stuff all over the walls.
Yeah,
and
right. Those are the days... And they had all the Adidas.
They had the Clerks Pack 90 there that night and stuff.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When Dakota just got crazy stuff for some reason.
All that Adidas consortium stuff.
Yeah,
that
was
that
there.
Stuff.
Yeah,
that was
yeah. I got all my Frank Miller Addy stuff there.
Yeah.
But yeah, such a nice shoe. They're actually maybe some of the best condition ones I've seen for a really long time. Yeah. Really nice. But the 90s, like I remember the first one I remember cracking was the Steve Nash 90, the orange one.
That was the
first one. Like every person I saw wearing that, like the second time they wore it, it just cracked
there
to
were
shit.
There were brown ones as well, weren't there?
There was brown ones. And then the ones that went retail were orange with like the snake skin. It was a really weird orange. It was like a burnt orange or something.
Yeah.
I've got those infrared duck camo ones. And then I've got your bait ones. I'm like, I like the bait ones. Why don't I need these duck camo ones?
And the duck camo ones like are worth like $1,800 or something, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm thinking about selling those.
Yeah.
Flog.
Yeah.
Buy me a nice housewarming present.
Get yourself a pair of glow in the dark Yeezys, mate. They're right up your alley. Did you get a pair?
Right, see, I was shooting a model on that day, so when they came out, I was actually in the middle of a shoot.
When have you waited for Yeezys in line before?
And people started lining up though, like
and not
that night.
Nike Yeezys.
Yeah.
That's true.
Early, people lined up like early for those.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they weren't on Yeezy Supply. It was like an easy cop for Yeezy Supply, apparently.
Right.
Oh, really?
But I totally fucked it. And I was like, of all the fucking Yeezys.
And they didn't come out and store here.
I wanted.
They've already dropped here. They dropped on the weekend.
Yeah.
Because they did like a secret midweek drop, which is basically we got 10 pairs and we're putting them on a website and we're going to sell them out in a second. Then it's going to be in the press
and
that we leaked it early. It's clever.
And now they're 600.
Are they 600?
And I'm like, oh, well, that shoe's dead to me now. Kind of.
How did Secret Sneaker Store get all this?
That's a secret.
Anyway, moving on. Can't talk about that today. But yeah, I saw that and I was like, that's the most Paul Yeezy I've ever seen. Like, I'm not a big fan of the 350. It's just not me. But, like, Glow in the Dark's fun. Like,
man.
Yeah. He loves it.
Yeah.
I love Glow in the Dark.
Yeah.
Star Wars?
Yeah, Star Wars lightsaber back in the day. Like, you couldn't afford batteries. The thing that Glow in the Dark is wrong. But that's, like, this way. Eventually, it'll light.
But here's the funny thing for me. Like, Yeezys are so common now. They're as common of a base shoe for customs as Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
Like, every third custom I see is a fucking Yeezy now. Easy. And I was like...
Well, I guess it's pretty blank too, so it's a pretty easy.
Yeah, but it's also
but it's
like a
panels,
shit up
right?
at a paint. Like,
yeah, right. Oh, as in
the material. And then, like, every time I see it, I'm like, there's lines. A reason... Here's a question I always ask people when they ask me to paint Yeezys, because I get that email, like, once a week at least.
Right.
Have you ever seen someone wear their custom Yeezys more than once?
Right.
No one's ever fucking seen it. Like, granted, there's different ways to do it. You can do it simply and use a... add a, you know, bonding agent,
right.
make it really simple. But, like, truth be told, to really make it super detailed, you have to chop a lot of the paint in. It's not going to last super long. And there's people who dye the midsoles, that bleeds and doesn't last super long either.
Yeah.
So, like, for a display thing, dope. But to wear, like,
I've never worn any of your customs because I kind of feel like I'll fuck them.
Yeah, but
so
they're made to, like...
Yeah,
dude, like...
Evangelion
people,
Air Force Ones were like... Mm.
People... So, Matt Wilk... So, a guy at... one of the guys at Brisbane at the toy thing said to me, he's like... Man, your customs are great. Like, Matt wears yours all the time. Like, Matt has a pair of my graffiti Air Force Ones. He's like, Matt wears them all the time. They look perfect. I'm like, I wouldn't do it if you couldn't wear them. Like, I've had guys go through full AFL games. Like, Dustin Martin played multiple games.
Yeah.
Like, I had a pair. The one that really stressed me out was two, actually. Cooper Cronk kicked the winning points of State of Origin in my boots.
Oh,
I'm like, if he misses that, everyone's going to blame the boots.
And it's going to be in the shot.
Yeah. And the second one was I painted some for Sean Burgoyne for like his 250th or 300th game.
Right.
And he And then I'm like, it's a full repaint, right? Not just names, like the full boot. I'm like losing my shit. I'm like, he's going to kick a ball for like 2 hours and things leather. What if someone steps on him? Then I remember, he's got to wear the boots in. He's got to wear them at training. Got to kick the ball around for like 3 hours. Right. I'm like, this is literally kicking a leather ball. And then I saw close up pictures of it. And there was only like 3 or 4 little scratches. I'm like, holy shit. Nice. Like, so I'm like, I'm good now. Like, but people can wear them on the street. Like,
you prime properly and you do all that.
If you can go through an AFL game
with
like guys like tackling you, stepping on you, kicking a ball, like you can wear them.
Well, I'm never going to wear the Rorschach ones.
They're signed by Dave Gibbons.
And Alan Moore will never sign that. Fuck that.
Yeah. Who can we get down, Paul? Who can we get that's going to be exciting?
No. You know what I do regret? One of your shoes that I do regret? I regret not buying the Mr. Manhattan Force.
They were one of my... They were probably maybe the best shoe... Top 3 shoe I ever made.
Mm. It was military blue already.
And I just did a really good job, like, not to blow my own horn, but, like, of incorporating pattern and theme. Yeah. And, like, it just worked.
So
like,
you did that without having a client?
Like, yeah. I basically painted that to just sell. So back then, like when I was really like way more popular and customs weren't as big as they are now, like I could just paint something and sell it.
Yeah, cool.
So, and then I think I took 3 orders on it.
Is this the trailer for the Watchmen TV show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it either.
But like, I've got to say, I'm way more upset that they just released them into the DC universe. Like that in the comics is way weirder to me than this. Like this to me,
but it doesn't look as bad as I anticipated for a trailer.
And if it's a Watchmen trailer, and if it's a continuation, it's not not necessarily a bastardization because it isn't like a reboot of the original content. Mm. You know what I am excited about?
The concept is totally different.
Is Dune? Like
absolutely.
Oh, it was my favorite book I ever read, like growing up. Maybe my favorite book I read until I read Watchmen, and then the fact that Villeneuve is doing it.
Yeah.
And the cast is insane.
Greg Fraser's shooting it, who shot Rogue One.
Yeah.
And he actually
but there's only one Dune movie I want to see, and it's the one that was never made.
It was kind of made.
The Jodorowsky one.
But
all that talent went on to Alien and went on to a bunch of other things. You saw the fruit of there.
I just feel sorry for his son. I spent fucking months learning how to fucking sword play. What was he thinking?
But have you watched any Jodorowsky films?
Yeah.
How are they going to?
I don't know if I like that Dune.
Are they going to get this into one movie? That's what I want to know. Like, that's just going to be absolutely crazy. There's something I should
make.
They're
going to have to chop a chunk of it out.
It was also one of my favorite video games of all time. Dune 2000.
I just assumed that they were just going to be doing a portion of it, and then hoping to make it a franchise.
Yeah,
have to.
I mean, villain. Yeah,
and his son wrote like 7 sequels.
Yeah.
So, which were never as good, but still
it's
decent.
It's gonna look super pretty.
Look unbelievable. And I mean, he's done.
Like you were saying, the stars of the cast, the talent is full on.
Yeah.
And although I wasn't a big 2049 fan, strictly, I can see that guy.
Yeah. Same.
Knows how to tell a story. Like,
really?
Has that
can
taste.
Can he tell a story?
Absolutely. Yeah, he can.
Well, he doesn't have to write anything in this because it's done. But I mean, that was essentially his study. Like. Yeah. 2/3 of the scenery in that film is translatable. Yeah. Like, so I'm
what
super
Jared
excited.
Jared Leto's motivation for 2049?
Well,
he made a cool trailer. It was a
he
cool trailer.
To see a girl get pooped out of like a.
I'll be honest. Wrap-up. What's Jared Leto's motivation? Like, there's a bigger question. Yeah. Like, you could just take in that movie out.
You know what I checked out of that movie when the girl robot like companion thing goes. If I download this and I die. I'm like, oh, fuck off.
Yeah, yeah. And the whole twist at the end, I'm like, that was obvious 30 seconds in. So, yeah. It was the one thing I've seen Harrison Ford try in, though, for like a decade. Yeah. Like, I actually felt like he cared. But
then I don't know how much I like that Elvis fight.
Yeah.
Like,
it was weird.
I mean, I just say he's a good storyteller, but, you know.
Yeah, but Arrival was unbelievable. Like, his track record and like Sicario and
him plus the source material plus Greg Fraser plus the talent.
Sicario too.
Super interesting.
Sicario too?
Day of the Soldano or whatever it is.
I
didn't
watch it because the trailer made me laugh so much when he did the black gun thing.
Yeah.
That makes sense if you knew what Point Blank was in.
I know 100%. I thought that too. I was like, oh my god, the ducks are flying. That was great. It was okay. It wasn't as good as the original. Yeah, that's about the only time that's going to get a shout out in the next decade.
Why don't they make games like that anymore?
Dude, Billy Mitchell follows me on Instagram.
Really?
Yeah, and he likes my stuff every now and then. And I'm like, that matters to nobody, but it makes me irrationally happy.
That's super cool.
Yeah, because I did a pair of Pac-Man Air Force Ones a long time ago, and he somehow saw them and followed me.
Yeah, right.
You cheat Billy Mitchell, you cheat.
Yeah,
poor Steve, you made Steve Wiebe cry.
Oh no, he got busted. Did you know Mitchell recently?
Yeah. So,
but he makes a good hot sauce, supposedly.
Apparently, yeah. But yeah, I think he has like, I mean, he has like 3,000 followers or something. Like,
oh really?
Yeah, it's like sometimes I think people are famous and they're not. Like, there was a guy in the NBA, Michael Olowokandi, who went number one in the draft, right? I reckon I'm the only person in the world who still has a Michael Olowokandi rookie jersey, right?
Right.
And he posted on Facebook once. He's like, everyone post up pictures of your jersey. Whoever has like the best photo wins, right? It was just me. So I had a picture of me in the jersey, like doing the double fingers and the like pointing the back. I'll be imperfect, nailed it. Thank you.
Yeah.
For fucking 6 months, I was like, "Hey, Mike, I'm the only one who entered that comp. Like, what's going on? Nothing. Never sent me a message. Just ghosted me.
Fuck you,
I got honey dicked by a fucking Michael Olowokandi." Yeah, I was like, "Ah, oh, that's sad. No one has that jersey anymore." But so funny one. The Sakai, whatever they are.
Oh yeah, I got a pair of those as well.
I feel like if we just say random shoes, we're like, "I got them too."
I got those too.
No, I got the
what are they?
The blue.
The waffle racer thing.
They're nice. I like them.
If anyone can hook me up with a blazer, it'd be much appreciated.
I like the waffle racer better.
Yeah.
Blazer's okay.
You're thin, I'm not. Like,
yeah.
I'd be better off than Blazer.
Yeah. I think the waffle racer thing's coming back.
But then what do you think? Like, there's undercover looking.
The undercover's like basically the same. Yeah. They're coming out
but
in the next couple of weeks too.
A lot.
They're a little bit more wearable.
Yeah. I'm definitely, but you know, undercover.
I got one of those on lock as well.
Just quietly.
Yeah. It's not just quietly when you draw it. Hey!
Now give everyone your address and your shoe size.
He already done the shoe size in this podcast. Yeah, anyone who's a 9.5 out there.
Yeah.
I'm a 13, I'm safe.
Yeah, you're good.
Although, if anyone wants to fuck with me, they're going to be a big motherfucker.
Yeah. Man, like, my brother works in a school. He's like, dude, like all this year 12, like all the like 12 and 13 year old kids have size 12, 13
huge.
Feet.
Yeah,
and, like, you see a picture of my brother in the gym, and he's, my brother's nearly, he's 6 foot, or if not, just off.
Yeah.
Everyone like towers over him. I'm like, how big are these fucking kids?
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me. My son,
they're eating good.
My son is 2.5. He's wearing fucking 4 to 5 year old clothing.
Okay, yeah, and there's GMO food
tall.
Everywhere.
No, we're not tall at all. This kid is fucking
here. Yeah. There is not a lot of height in this room right now. I have a very shallow roof, and we're good.
Yeah.
5'11". It's like
I'll take 5'11".
I think I had 5'11" in my Tinder profile, and my girlfriend's like, "You had 6 foot." I'm like, "I'm pretty sure I had 5'11". But it reminds me of that little Dickie song. Is like, "I'm 5'11", but on Tinder I'm 6 foot." No, like, that's so fucking good.
Well, you just
have
round
you
up.
Seen the new Netflix Lonely Island, the Bash Brothers thing?
No.
Oh, it's fucking only 30 minutes, and it's amazing.
Really?
It's funny.
Yeah, but if you like
Lonely Island stuff,
yeah. If you like Lonely Island stuff,
yeah.
Or if you like Lonely Island stuff and baseball, it's even more better.
Okay.
Right? No, baseball. I don't know.
No, not kidding.
I don't know nothing.
I don't know much about baseball either. I just, I'm like, I thought that was a dying sport in America these days.
Not
in
Japan.
It is. They should just let them
Japan,
have it.
Japan was amazing going to the baseball. Like those poor women with the kegs on their back.
Yeah. And
like,
they're super
but
cheap.
They're super nice.
There's a theory with that, haven't I?
What? No.
Like, hot girls with carrying those kegs manage to stay hot because everyone buys off them. So they're practically carrying an empty keg. Whereas the other girls, no one buys them, so they're sweaty as fuck. And then the medium, like, they're not hard, they're not ugly.
And they're
going they're like semi-perspirating because, you know, some people are still buying their shit.
I was wondering why everyone was posting about Yagasi.
Is it back again?
They're retroing the AirTech Challenge 2 again.
Jesus, that was like 4 years ago, wasn't it?
I bought that retro and I haven't even
You know what the problem with that retro was? The material was
so
cheap. So trash.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? I'll pay the extra $30 to have like a good quality shoe.
Yeah.
Like, they were just so cheap. It felt like plastic.
Yeah.
Did
Fragment
just
also do like a whole range of them as well?
Not
they
a range,
that?
I don't think.
Yeah. Oh, like Wimbledon.
Everyone does like the Australian Open. Like three brands have tennis shoes.
Right.
Or something.
Oh no! Of the AirTech Challenge, they did.
Yeah,
like
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
they did.
I got all of them.
I think I got.
I'm pretty sure I do.
I was like that, and then I bought a house, and all my shoes went.
Yeah, funny that.
I think make it sound like when you buy a house, it cripples you forever.
Wow.
Well, when you don't own a business.
No,
yeah.
This is not. Just the what is it? Party kickoff Jordan 5s.
See, that yeah, they're like one of my...
The Tokyo 23
is probably, as much as it isn't to anyone else, a Grail Jordan for me. Like, that's maybe my one.
You don't think that's a pretty...
It's my one regret.
Expensive shoe.
Yeah.
Like, my friend in Japan said he could get it for me at retail. I was like, it's all yellow shoe. I don't
know where. No, you fucking golden rods are my favorite dunk of all time. So anything black and yellow on footwear, I die for.
What was the
2009 Golden Rods? The suede, true to your schools.
You know what still makes me angry? The fact that, I'm probably going to get those.
Both. What about the black grapes? Have you got a pair of black grapes?
Oh, yeah, I do. I have a pair of black grapes. Like, but from back in the day, right?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't that back in the day.
Why? They're retroing it again.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I know somebody who's going to be mad excited about that.
What do you think about all this Inside Out?
No, I think it's stupid stuff.
Do you think they're just trying to cash in on
Inside Out? Off-white? They're all cashing in on Off-White, man. It's like all those, like, it's how many people started printing, like, on the shoe, like, what panel it was, and, like, it's just like a takedown version.
That's why that last Jordan 1 I didn't buy, just by principle, because, is that Sea Crystal colorway one?
Yeah.
And then they printed fucking Jordan brand summer or some shit on the side. Yeah.
But like, I love
not the resale ones and shit.
But the thing is, like, I love Ambush and stuff, but they do it too. Like, you know, Yoon's doing it.
Ambush,
like,
needs to stay away from apparel and stick to jewelry, I think.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, some of the jewelry's pretty
sick.
I saw
that Ambush Air Max in Thailand. It's an ugly shoe.
Yeah. Did you see the Ambush Chuck?
The 180?
The 180 with the 180. Footbed.
And it looks like a Fear of God.
Yeah. It does.
Like light kind of thing.
Yeah.
Did you see the
spun... How do you feel about a Jordan brand ripping off our Gatorade colorway?
Yes, I know. We
already talked about this.
I know, but he's clearly very emotional about it.
I'm
still hating.
Jesus.
I do like the Kyrie SpongeBob, though. That is fucking awesome. Did you see that?
SpongeBob. I don't think I've ever watched the show.
I think because we don't smoke weed.
You're 40 years old.
Well, that too.
Well, your son's going to get into it soon enough. But
yeah, and we also don't smoke weed.
Does it make more sense if I smoke weed?
I think it's the... I also think it's the... it's like this generation's Rocco's Modern Life or Ren and Stimpy, right? Where it's just like that little bit edgy, that little bit gross every now and then. Like, you wouldn't be surprised if you found out that the people who worked on Ren and Stimpy worked on SpongeBob.
Look, it's no Syphilin Ollie.
Yeah.
That is sick.
It's cool.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool.
I know, that's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. Gum rubber outsole, the swoosh.
You know what shoe I do?
As long as the swoosh
Those man colorway BB.
You want those?
Yeah, Adapts.
They're dropping a Foot Locker here.
Yeah, I know. Good luck trying to get one.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's going to be hard to get. I would assume so.
And they, how much are they now? 500?
Yeah.
They used to be 900, right?
Yeah. Ooh, but it's a mad colorway, though.
Yeah, it is a good colorway. It's a good way to try and capitalize on the tech. Like, put mad colorway on it.
Well, they're
at least these ones won't get recalled.
Are they going to get released at Foot Locker?
Yep. As far as I'm aware.
You're in.
Oh, I think I got someone.
and this time in the next podcast, I got two pairs of those.
Yeah. And I'll be like, I haven't bought anything.
Yeah. And I'll be like, no, I have another pair of Ralph Sampson's.
Look.
One of us has a child. I don't know why you guys act like, you know,
We have different lives.
I just spent $7,000 on taps.
We also, holy shit balls. Because not everyone makes
them. They're nice taps.
Yeah. No, they must be.
One of us is in a managerial position. The other one owns his own company. I'm over here unemployed, motherfucker.
What you have to do is register an ABN to own your own company.
Yeah, I know. That doesn't cost a lot of
everyone
money.
Everyone in this room owns their own company. Just quietly. Yeah.
Yes, yes, they do. Before we go, it's not a sneaker thing, but Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Did you see the trailer?
I did see the trailer.
Thoughts?
I don't know how excited I am about it.
Mm.
Like, when Tarantino kind of split with Roger Avery, we kept talking back just after Pulp Fiction.
I
kind of wasn't feeling it.
Yeah.
And then I really liked Kill Bill Volume 1.
Yeah.
But then I hated Kill Bill Volume 2.
You can tell Volume 2 was just supposed to be shoehorned into Volume 1 and then it got out of control.
When Bill started talking about fucking Superman, I just was like, this is...
Yeah.
You've jumped the shark hard.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I just haven't... Like, I've Yeah, I just haven't.
I liked Inglourious, Hateful Eight. I'm a Kurt Russell fan. Right. Death Proof. I can't believe he wasted a movie on Death Proof.
Because Pulp Fiction and still is in my top five.
I'm sorry, if we're talking movie trailers, there's only one movie trailer to talk about.
Brightburn?
No. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, yeah. Get to the Puma bandwagon. He's pushed back to January.
So I guess the release is going to get.
Yeah, it's funny that. They
pushed back to 2021 now.
Nah, it's not that far.
No, they just announced it.
It's not that far.
Do you think they're expecting?
They're redesigning Sonic.
Yeah,
I've seen a mock-up.
But shoe wise, do you think they're expecting to sell that shoe?
I don't think you need. Like, there's been Sonic shoes in the past. I don't think you need the release of a movie to justify the collaborative product. So, if there is another collab. No. I don't know. Like, I would suggest you just. I would push to go ahead with it anyway. You're not going to hold shoes off.
I read that those red shoes that he's wearing.
Oh, the speed! Yeah. I think they were. Yeah. You're right. So yeah, I would suggest you drop them anyway. What are they
going to do? Just going to fix his eyeballs?
No. They're redesigning him. Like, I've seen CGI artists who have done it, and the filmmakers are like, it's going to be more like that. The problem is, he looks like a Sonic human hybrid.
Yeah, so, it's very disturbing and uncanny.
But I was like, big ups to Puma. Like, hey, get a fucking running shoe on Sonic the Hedgehog. I'm like, okay.
And also the trailer has a black female character that doesn't
exist in there.
They don't even exist all the way through the trailer to the very end.
And, well, Jim Carrey is also not fat and bald. So,
and he's just being Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
Like,
have you ever watched his doco about him painting?
Yes.
It's one of the most touching things I've ever watched about art. Like,
hang on, I'm thinking of the one, the doco they did about being Andy Kaufman.
Oh, yeah.
That one I've seen.
It's just like some of his insights, and like if you just take his one liners about art and why he loves painting and the way it makes him feel, like it's some of the best commentary on art I've ever seen. Like, it's quite douchey, like in parts.
His art is really kind of on the nose.
And it's super on the nose. And it, you know what I see when I watch people like him paint? I go, you can really afford a lot of materials. Yes. Like, there's so much material waste. Like, I don't waste a fucking thing.
I've seen that documentary. Yeah. It's got its own
fucking... I remember sitting there going, that's a $70 tub of paint. Yeah, you just threw it on the floor. You just wasted fucking... It does my head in, but it was really quite good. Then I see him in this, I'm like, he must need money.
Well, maybe. Well, I saw him on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Yeah, I saw that.
He drops this. Yeah.
He jumped over a fence or something. I think I watched the first 10 seconds of that.
He's definitely kind of a bit screwy.
Yeah.
But,
But I don't understand. When you get an IP, clearly... there's fans based on the IP because they like it for what it is. Yeah. Why fuck with
people
like that?
Like Sonic. There's like Sonic fans are like a 50-50, right? There's heaps of them, maybe like half of them that like it ironically.
Yeah.
And kind of like just like to make memes out of it and then
why fuck with the design?
Like pornographic fan fiction and
the fan fiction for Sonic is massive.
Like the subreddits crowd, right?
Look at Detective Pikachu. They just went, all right.
Yeah, but no one will see Pikachu's like yellow penis, but everyone's like.
That movie crushed it at the box office too, right? We should just do a cinema podcast, but
we could.
But I think like didn't Detective Pikachu? Isn't it quite good? Apparently, it's really good.
Quite a watchable film. Yeah.
Like Ryan Reynolds is the man.
And you know what? They even explained why he sounds like Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because he's Deadpool.
Oh well. You know what I do like? I like the marketing material for. Detective Pikachu.
Right.
So they go that Ryan Reynolds did one video where he went full method and he didn't pick up his children because Detective Pikachu doesn't have children.
you know, Ryan Reynolds did a lot of the creative and execution of the Deadpool marketing. Like, all those, like, banners. He shot a lot of those videos at home. He's a fucking low-key genius.
But he was so invested. Emotionally invested in... Especially, I guess, after they...
Of course.
...metal-plated his mouth shut.
That's why it doesn't surprise me the marketing for Detective Pikachu is so good. Because you got a guy on there who's, like...
He's definitely a passionate dude.
Yeah.
Like him, like, love him, I hate him.
He puts all
these balls in.
Just to give me a Deadpool movie with the Guardians of the Galaxy and Thor. In space.
So they're making another Deadpool, right? It's like Deadpool. I think they're making Deadpool 3.
Yeah. Oh, they
have to.
Guaranteed.
Was it
going to
be an X-Force movie?
Well, they killed
them. X-Force. They killed them all.
They retconned it back and saved what's his name?
As if Deadpool didn't run out and kill Thanos. That would have I might have like thrown my popcorn in the sky. That would have been the greatest thing in the world. But oh, we could do a whole podcast about phase four, but we don't have to do that. I'm just like trying to explain the Inhumans to someone who doesn't know who they are.
Right.
That is goddamn impossible. What's happening next, Matt, to a person who's just watched 30 Marvel movies and never read a comic, read a comic book? Oh, it sounds like they're doing the Inhumans. Who? Oh yeah, it's the guy. It's like the Avengers, but in space. It's like how would I?
No, it's not.
I know, but what else are you going to explain it? Like I don't know how to explain it. Like
on acid.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first appearance of the Inhumans.
Did
hoping,
you?
Like CG scene, hoping that like you know
it might
go it might up. Come and then fucking then they did the TV show and I was like, oh fuck, this thing's dead. Did you watch the TV show?
No.
God.
That was a bad. I haven't watched it either. It's Netflix, I think.
Yeah.
No, was it Netflix?
No, Stan has all the Marvel stuff, don't they?
Yeah, right.
Stan.
Thanks for the person who has a Stan account that I steal.
It doesn't,
and Netflix.
I pay for it.
Disney's got to own the...
everything.
The video streaming universe.
Yeah.
Soon, anyway.
They're creeping into it.
Yeah, they're taking everyone.
It's called Hulu, I think.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Scary.
They're buying everyone. Fox, right? So...
Yeah, so they've got got 20th Century Fox entire back catalog. So
yeah,
you gotta watch
everything.
Alien,
they have Simpsons.
Simpsons.
The Alien universe can't get worse.
So basically, I've got 8 good seasons of The Simpsons.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do you see Neil Blomkamp's art for Alien?
Yeah,
they've basically made old mate come back.
It's like Alien 3.
Yeah.
Oh, is this
unbelievable?
What happened?
No, he got canned because old mate just saw it basically and went, fuck, there's a need to make another Alien movie to keep it. And then,
he kind of did spec art.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was so good.
And they brought
back
Hicks, which is all I wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I just, Once Upon a Time, I'm excited about. But... explaining to people where the Marvel Universe is going is like borderline impossible because no one these people don't read comic books.
Yeah.
Like, and it's still surreal. People are like, oh, Matt, are you excited about like Captain Marvel? It's like, didn't like the comics. Like, not really, but like, still think it's super cool that I'm getting comic book movies, but I need a bit of a break.
Your mate Tristan defends Alien 3 to the death.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. To the death.
I haven't had that chat with him.
Oh, good luck.
No.
Tristan, if you're hearing this, to the death.
I don't mind Alien 3.
Oh, fuck that.
To be fair, he does...
But after they capture the alien and then let it go again, it's a bit eye-rolly. But
yeah.
The document, like, the making of that film is beyond interesting.
Enough. Oh, really?
She was writing it day by day. Like,
oh, wow.
Because they had this whole weird script that this Aussie guy wrote.
Oh, that wood planet with the lights would be dope, but fuck
and
that.
And there was a planet that all the monks had done that was made of wood. And the atmosphere was like a meter high.
Oh, my God.
You poke your head out into space. And then, like, at one point, the whole planet sets on fire because it's all made of wood. It's, like, real weird shit. Like, sounds like Jodorowsky stuff. And they kind of had that, and they're like, thanks, mate. And then they had Fincher, and Fincher had to write, like, on set. And he refuses to talk about Alien 3.
Oh, wow.
So, and if you get that really big box set, it's got, like, 20 or 30 hours just on Alien 3.
Wow.
As a filmmaker as well, it's super interesting.
Yeah.
That's worth it just for the documentaries.
No shit.
Yeah, super.
There's a great YouTube series called like Good Bad Films or something, and they go through a lot of that sort of stuff. And the one on like Event Horizon is amazing. Like similar things, like the budget and turnaround of that film. Mm. So it's called Good Bad Films. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Event Horizon. I remember. So Event Horizon has like a place in my heart because my dad took me to see that when I was like 12 years old.
And there's so many jump scares. Yeah,
I saw that film.
In
uni.
Yeah.
You watched that when you were 12.
I'm 33.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm 38.
What's that?
Oh wait, no, I'm 39.
Yeah,
sorry,
my dad's
22.
Yeah, so you would have been like 19.
Yeah.
I was like 12. Like,
yeah.
So
I was like 16 or 17.
So
yeah.
Like, I remember sitting in that cinema going, I shouldn't be here.
Is nowhere near.
I should not be here. Like, there's a hell blood orgy in that film.
You know what it is? The back end of that film just like fell off.
Because they were making it up as they went, and they had to cut out a 40-minute. Hell sequence like all this.
Is it
anyway?
W.S. Anderson.
Yeah.
The
moment,
go watch the. It's amazing.
Oh,
like
what's it do from Jurassic Park? What's his name?
Sam Neill.
Sam Neill rocks back up
with no eyes and all
fire.
The cuts all
we're
over
really,
him.
And I'm like, where did this go? Where did this go?
Well, you missed the whole blood orgy in hell. Like they cut all that out. This is a really weird sneaker podcast, by the way.
He had an Australian flag on his shoulder.
So weird.
Instead of the Union Jack, it had the Aboriginal flag. Did you notice that?
Oh no!
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know.
Yeah, super, super cool.
Oh, like, wow. No, that movie was hectic. And I remember, for some reason, I think there was some big movie on afterwards in the cinema and they had to filter us out through the emergency exit into the alley.
Oh,
and I remember being a 12-year-old, like, shitting my pants. Like, going, it's dark outside.
I remember, like, just being getting sick of the jump scares. Like, just holding on being like, I know another one's coming.
I went to that movie because I love space, and the poster had a spaceship on it.
Yeah, it looked like a sci-fi.
Cool sci-fi film.
Did you ever watch game reviews by Zero Punctuation?
No. Yes.
Of
course.
He did one where
snarky English guy, and he talks really quickly.
Yeah.
And throws.
But I think he did one for Dead Space, and he goes, "If you learn nothing from fucking Event Horizon and everything and Aliens and shit, just don't paint your fucking spaceship gunmetal grey."
Yeah.
And every time I watch it, I go, "Yeah, gunmetal grey, you're fine." Because nothing bad happens on a spaceship coloured rainbows.
Another Jodorowsky Dune reference.
All right, we'll wrap it up there. Nearly an hour. We've gone 20 minutes long.
We didn't even talk about his Off-White Done. Jesus.
Who?
He's Off-White Done.
What? We can do that quickly. Like, well, I don't know what these, like, trainer, waffle racer kind of, like, golf shoes. That looks retarded. Like, I should say that word, right? I just, like, you can't wear that on concrete.
You can't say retarded anymore.
You can't say retarded anymore.
No,
you can't say... you can't say spastic. Pull
the mic.
I don't think you can say any of them.
No, they're all pretty non... They're all pretty not very sensitive.
Yes.
If that's English.
They're insensitive.
So the spastic...
My mum's an English teacher.
Does the spastic society not exist anymore?
I don't...
No, it doesn't. Because I did some work for them.
Yeah.
No, they don't call themselves spastic
society. It's the special society.
Shout out to Scope.
Yeah.
For giving me money once.
But have you seen Serena Williams... what's the next... is it the US Open?
Yeah, in the blue... Air Force One.
Yeah, but have you seen her actual clothes Virgil designed? It's a dress and shit. I'm like, is she playing on that?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Not that practical.
But she seems to always push the edge of fashion with tennis anyway. That's her trademark. I thought what she did at the Met Gala was baller with the... She had like a really nice yellow dress on and then she like had photos where she'd like lift the ankle like of the dress up and she had the neon, like the Vault Air Force One... Off-White's on. I was like, cool moment. Like, how the fuck does no other sneaker brand think they need to invade the Met Gala except for Nike? Like, it's fucking genius. Well, like,
Nike's Nike,
right? Yeah, but that's what makes them, right? Like, it's genius. Like,
classical then shoe.
It's an Air Force One. How dare you?
And it's Vault.
Yes. Fucking, you know how easy it is to make that glow in the dark?
Actually, it's because I bought this watch. I couldn't fucking...
Another watch set. Did you bang it into a fucking pole? Oh, is it? And the podcast has come full circle.
So I might spend another $1,000 to repair his
dent. It actually cost me $800.
Oh.
But I got a tax back, so it's fine.
It's fine, people. But yeah... I don't think Off-White's going to die with the crowd that are into it.
And with his level of popularity because of Louis Vuitton, like, he's going to be fine. I just think those shoes might sit. That's the difference. Like, if Nike make the same volume, they might sit.
Do you think the Off-White... How going to age well. Stuff, like clothing apparel that isn't Nike...
Doesn't kill it.
Yeah. I think the only thing Off-White that's going to survive is the Jordan 1, maybe the Blazers.
That's because you own it.
Yeah.
Of course, you invested interest.
No. Likely.
Do you think the Carolina blue ones will be particularly well?
I think most of the original 10 are going to survive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like those subsequent colorways are going to fall away.
Yeah. I think he'll just keep going, man. Like, I think he'll keep releasing shoes for Nike for the next 5 years.
Right? I just wonder how many times Nike's going to flog that 720 and hope that someone's going to actually.
Yeah. That's no 270, mate. That's got to be the biggest shoe of the last 2 or 3 years. That thing was a fucking monster. But, yeah, I don't know. I see those shoes, I'm like, they'd be cool for golf. And I was like... or baseball or something.
Well, it's like, isn't Kanye...
Can we agree that the React failed now?
Why? It's still in everything. It's in the new 270.
You mean that midsole?
No, I meant that... what's it? That shoe, the React.
The first couple of phases of it sold out. The React Element did pretty well.
I'm talking about the React... The first run of it looked like an Ultra Boost.
Yeah, the first few runs sold out.
Is
that called
the
87? No. That's the... that's the React 87, but that's different. That's
right.
The one that looked like the heel kick out thing.
Looked like it wanted to be the Ultra Boost.
And it had like a knit upper almost.
One day I want to do a short doco on how Vans released an Ultra Boost shoe and everyone's forgotten about it.
Really?
Yeah. It happened about 2 years ago. Do you remember? Yeah. Vans had a shoe out in the market which had Boost in the sole. Because like, Addy didn't pay the
like
right
boost.
Because Addy didn't pay like the trademark or the royalty or something.
Really?
And Vand ended up with having a full fucking boost shoe
that's
out in the market.
That's a sick deep cut, like a sneakerhead to like rock.
Yeah, so
that's cool.
I don't know where you could get them now. I'm sure they're around.
Mm.
But yeah, I'd love to find out how that happened, like the backstory. If it's someone that's just cool. not filing paperwork, that's incredible. Because the factories in China are ruthless. Like,
right, if they've
the
got
minute they think they can
going.
Get money from somewhere, yeah, then, as in like just bang, next brand up. And I think Vans was next brand up.
Can you not do that? Like the Yeezy? Like if you didn't file it while that?
There's a few things. There's a lot of stories like that. House of Hoops is owned by a guy in Perth.
Yeah.
Because so what about all the ones in America?
No, it's like you have to trademark it per country. Like, so here's the Australian trademark. Yeah.
Full on.
Yeah. Burger King and Hungry Jack's.
Well, there you go.
One guy has a shop called Burger King.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to sell it. Then you have Hungry Jack's in Australia.
Which is still weird. When I'm overseas, I still call it Hungry Jack's.
Oh, yeah, I can't not. It's been Hungry Jack's my whole life. I'm like, oh, it's the same store. It's a different logo. All right, cool. Well, thank you for coming out, boys, and I'll see you again soon. And I'm sure Paul will be overseas in the next 2 weeks. So travel safe.
GG.
Thank you.